Lakeland, Portage College will be conducting an applied research project to delve into systemic barriers to culturally relevant learning faced by residents of Indigenous communities in northern Alberta. The college has received $248,000 in funding for the project, titled Unlocking Potential: Researching Foundational Learning Pathways for Indigenous and Northern Workforce Integration, which will involve working with the communities of Saddle Lake Cree Nation and Frog Lake First Nations. According to information from Portage College, the project is one of 35 projects across Canada that were approved as part of a $7.6 million funding announcement from the Federal Future Skills Centre, FSC, Skills Horizons program. The project was selected from more than 780 ideas submitted to the FSC. Kevin Selez, a humanities instructor at Portage College and the principal investigator for Unlocking Potential, and Stephanie Solars, Dean of Foundational Education, University Studies, Indigenous Arts and Culture, and Fine Arts at the college, recently spoke with Lakeland this week about the project. Kevin explained that the research being done combines semi-structured interviews with students, former students, and community members in Saddle Lake Cree Nation and Frog Lake First Nations, with institutional analysis of Portage College programs, showing enrollments, competition rates, and other relevant data that speaks to the impact of the Pathways and CEJR, Career Exposure and Job Readiness, programs. The work is happening in June, and he will submit the final report for the project on September 30th. I have been going out to the nations for recruitment days and research days, sitting together with students, elders, employers, and other community members, asking them about their experiences and impressions of the Pathways and CEJR programs, and audio recording those meetings, he explained. Kevin went on to explain that there has been funding instability for the Pathways and CEJR programs. The college's institutional response to that is to work on demonstrating the impact of the programs to secure more stable and predictable funding for these programs, along with higher levels of funding, to support students both today and in future generations. Our anecdotal impression is that Pathways and CEJR are very successful in changing students' lives for the better and catalyzing labor market participation and full-time, continuous employment for the students, Kevin said, stating researchers want to document those results in a formal way. Of course, we hope that the research confirms our anecdotal impressions, but it might not, and in that case, it will nevertheless reveal how the programs can be improved, which is very valuable to us and our partners in Frog Lake First Nations and Saddle Lake Cree Nation. According to Stephanie, the idea for this project emerged from Portage College's ongoing efforts to support Indigenous learners through community-based education and job readiness programs. Recognizing the need for more formal documentation of these successes, both to validate program effectiveness and to advocate for stable, long-term funding, Portage College sought a research opportunity to analyze and highlight program impact, Stephanie said. She continued by explaining that the Portage College partnership with the Future Skills Center was a natural fit, as both organizations share a commitment to developing innovative and inclusive solutions to support Canada's evolving workforce. This collaboration allows the college not only to evaluate and strengthen its programs but also to contribute to broader national conversations about Indigenous education, workforce development, and systemic barriers in rural and remote communities, she stated. Barriers that exist. When asked about the systemic barriers to relevant learning and education faced by residents of Northern Alberta Indigenous communities, according to Sam Cardinal, Band Administrator for Saddle Lake Cree Nation, things such as the amount of funding that First Nations communities receive, profiling, housing, as well as transportation can be factors to consider. Many people living in these communities, Cardinal said, aren't able to get to larger centers to attend educational training because they don't have vehicles, for example. Housing is also a factor as it can be difficult for people moving from reserves to urban centers to secure accommodations right away. Federal program. As stated in information from the Future Skills Center, the new projects include both early-stage innovations and ready-to-launch programs designed to deal with skills challenges. Patty Haju, the Federal Minister of Jobs and Families, praised the program. A strong Canada relies on a skilled workforce. To build the fastest-growing economy in the G7, Canadians need skills training solutions that ensure they are ready for the careers of today and the future, said Haju. Through investments in the Future Skills Centre, over 103,000 Canadians across the country have gained access to skills training and employment opportunities that equip them to thrive in a rapidly evolving world.